Sherry, get ready. MCC Boosters Club Youth Volleyball Tournament is back. The Graff Event Center. You have a heck of a weekend plan, don't you?
We do. It's going to be a long weekend, but a fun weekend. So we're looking forward to it.
It's Saturday and Sunday. What's your Saturday schedule as far as divisions playing that first day on Saturday?
Yeah, so on Saturday, we have our 10, 12, and 14 and under age groups. So the 12 and 14 and unders will start at 9, and the 10 and unders will not start until 2. We only had 4 teams in that division this year, so we're able to start them a little bit later in the day. And so, yeah, 9 a.m. for games for the 12 and 14 unders, and then 2 o'clock for the 10 and unders. The doors will open at 8 that morning, so if you're coming in for that first game, you can be there by, 8:30, 8:45, and get your seat. And so that'll be Saturday, and then Sunday is the 16 and 18-year-old divisions, and we can start a little bit later on Sunday, so we're going to start at 10. Doors will open at 9, and actually Coach Kobza has set up a small little church service. So since it's Palm Sunday, she's got that going. That'll be just a little, 25-minute service starting at 9. So if you're there for the, coming for the 10 o'clock game and you want to come early for that, you're more than welcome to. But otherwise, the teams that are participating can sure be there for that as well. So that'll be our Sunday day. We will have concessions. Nobody will have to leave if they don't want to. We'll keep you fed all day, both days. And, this is a fundraiser for the boosters, and so we will be charging gate as well, like I think most tournaments do. But it'll be $5 for adults and $3 for students, and 5 and under will be admitted for free.
As far as, the teams, I'm sure you got Nebraska teams, Southwest Nebraska teams, Kansas, yep. Those two states, what does it look like?
Yeah, we actually have 30 teams registered this year, which is down a little bit from last year, but that's okay. We've got teams coming from Norton and Oberlin, Kansas, and then Julesburg and Sterling, Colorado. And then in-state, we've got Imperial, Eustis, Hay Center, Hershey, Juanita, and then, of course, McCook. And I think McCook, we have 13 teams from McCook, which excites me a lot. I mean, we love to pull in the teams too that are from, the surrounding areas, but to have the hometown kids get to have their own tournament at home, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to start this tournament. We've got that awesome facility with the Graff Event Center that to utilize, and why not give these local kids their own home tournament so they can stay home one weekend?
No question. It's going to be nice. You bet it is. And hope to see some big crowds. You've had this how many years now for the youth tournament for the MCC Boosters now?
So this will be our 5th annual. We started in 2019. We were all set to go in 2020, and then, of course, we had to cancel due to COVID. So we've had it 4 of the 5 years, and it always falls in March or April. We obviously have to deal with Easter. We, don't want to compete with that weekend, and then there's other tournaments obviously going on that we try to stay away from. So it's going to happen in March or April every year, and we hope to continue with it, for many years to come. So,
and of course, the MCC Boosters, it's just about the end of the school year over at McCook Community College, and I take it this is kind of your last big event?
Yeah, this will be our last big event that we will do for this school year. The funds that we raise from this particular event, we usually do something on campus that will affect all of the students, or all of the athletes, I guess, is what our main goal is, which, don't get me wrong, our last project that we did, we helped contribute some funds for the weight room updates that they did, and so that benefits, obviously, all of the athletes, as well as the students on campus that are, utilizing the weight room there on campus, so for these funds that we'll raise this coming weekend, we don't have a project yet, but we will just hang on to those funds until something comes up that's needed that hopefully will affect all of the 6 athletic teams and not necessarily just one team. We like this to do these funds to do something that was going to affect all of the 6 teams. And we do have a lot of the kids, the athletes will be here, spring break's over, so they're back, and They will be helping us out in the concessions, possibly at the gate, you know, doing whatever we need them to do. Obviously, softball and baseball are in season, and they are all going to be out playing, so we won't have those two teams. But volleyball and golf and the two basketball teams will, as far as I know, they're going to be around to help us out this weekend.
I take it all three courts? Do you need all three or just going to go with two?
No, we will use all three. Our 12 and under age division is our biggest, and it's got 10 teams. So Coach Kobza, who did a fantastic job setting the schedule, everything for this weekend, she's got those two, well, or that one age group divided into two. So they'll be on the main gym, which is split into two courts. And then the 14 and unders will be in the auxiliary gym at 9, and then the 10 and unders will be there in the auxiliary gym at two. And then on Sunday, she wasn't going to use both or all three gyms, but we added another team in the 16 unders, and so she split those two up, and so we will be using all three gyms both days. So it's fantastic that we've got that to use.
Well, we all love our volleyball, Sherry, you included, me included, so this is awfully going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's my favorite sport. I love it, and so I'm Yeah, like I said, it's going to be a long weekend, but I'm really excited and looking forward to it.